I speak on behalf of myself and Gilad that you guys are the true leaders of the division, and keep up the great job. Don't let it get to your head, but keep up the great job. Learning should be in Tzchus, Luya Nishmas, Yaakov ben Moshe Zatzal, who was Nifter last week, but he's watching over us for an entire Jewish people. He should have a tremendous Aliyah in Shemaim and be made Tzusha for us and all of Chayas or Mitzvashim. So we all know tonight is not Thursday night Erev Shabbos. It's not just Erev Shabbos. Tonight is Tu B'Av. You all know famously the Mishnah says that Klai Yisrael didn't have a Yontif like the amount of greatness as Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. It's on the level of Yom Kippur, says the Mishnah. Why is it like that? It's not for now. But the Chiddush Arim is a beautiful idea. The Chiddush Arim was the first Ger Rebbe. He was the grandfather of the Sfas Emes. Listen to what the Chiddush Arim says. From the Chos of Lublin, just as Yartzeit and Tisha B'Av. What's the connection between Tu B'Av and the Yomim Noram? Watch this. He says, the Gemara tells us, I believe in Rosh Hashanah, it could be another Masechta. I apologize. There's a Machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua when the world was created. Was it created in Tishrei? Was it created in Nisan? And the Gemara ends off saying, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, which basically they're both right. Tosa says that Hashem thought to create the world in Tishrei, and he did it in action in Nisan, whatever that means. Listen to what to the Chosda says. The Chosda says, 40 days, we know the Gemara and Sota tells us, 40 days before a baby's born, what happens? A baskel comes down and says that this baby is going to be born and get married to this child. Says the Chiddush Arim from the Chosda, we're all those children. What's 40 days from today? 40 days from today is Chaf Hei El. What's Chafayel? 6 days before Rosh Hashanah. It's the day that Hashem decided to create the world. It's 40 days before. So we all have that status of that child. That Hashem is deciding, we're all being born again. And that's what the Rav Biederman says. Rav Biederman says the gematria of Chamisha Asar Ba'av, which is Tubav, take the gematria of Chamisha Asar Ba'av, is exactly gematria Ksiva V'Chasima Tova, which we say to the to Yidden right before Yom Mir on Noram. Say, I have a Samar friend, should be blessed. You know, he told me how he ended off the phone call today. He didn't say have a good night hour. You know what he said? He said Ksiva V'Chasima Tova. By the Chassidus Shavuot, Tubav is already you're already starting. Not in a scary way. It's just all these holy days are all connected. And I think that at the end of the day, we could understand that it makes sense. We can't just go from Tisha B'Av and back to a normal life. It's like going from Poland. You can't go back to Woodmere or Tinek after going to Poland. You have to stop off in Eretz Yisrael. You have to get back into the zone. So that's why you have Shabbos Nachmu, the 7 weeks of Nechama, 7 weeks of comfort. I want to just focus on what does it mean that we're Tu B'Av is a hachana for Rosh Hashanah, right? The Chiddush Rambam actually says Tu B'Av is a hachana for Rosh Hashanah. How do we get there? How do we get ready for Rosh Hashanah in Scranton, Pennsylvania? I'm not sure if on YU Torah they're going to have an option for Scranton, Pennsylvania, but we'll put that in Rosh Hashanah. It might be the closest day place there. So I think it's Pasha. I think it's one of the Aseret HaDibros. One of those Aseret HaDibros is a jam-packed Parsha. I'm not sure if you guys saw the Parsha. This Parsha is like, yeah, there's so much going on. You could talk about anything in this Parsha. So the thing I want to talk about is the lo sachmor. I don't know if you guys know what lo sachmor means. You're not allowed to be jealous. Can't be jealous. The Ibn Ezra asked a pasha question. If you're driving a Lexus and I'm driving a Honda Odyssey, Jewmobile, how is Hashem expecting me not to be jealous? Lexus? I'm not so jealous about the Mercedes because the Nazis built the Mercedes and anyone buys a German car should think two or three times. And if you're okay with helping grandchildren of the Nazis, then that's totally on you. And tzlach rabba when you get to 120. But at the end, is this recording? At the end of the day, how could the Rebbe Hashem tell me not to be jealous if someone has something nicer than me? It's incredible. It's pashut. How could mamish crazy? Listen to what Ibn Ezra says. Ibn Ezra gives a mashal. Ibn Ezra says, There's a pauper. He's in the community. He's 18, 19 years old, a couple years older than you, and he wants to get married. So he tells his parents that he wants to marry the princess. He doesn't say exactly like this. I'm embellishing a little bit. His parents say, no, you don't understand. Princess is like another level. Not marrying. It's not shaykh to you. You're not in the same category. You're in the minor league. She's in the major leagues. You're going to marry someone around your financial, around your status. You're not marrying the princess. It's not shaykh to you. Says Ibn Ezra, you want to know how not to be jealous of the Lexus guy? When you view that guy's possessions or his basketball talent or his cup and Gemara skills, which is probably what they're jealous about, you're not jealous about him because it's not shaykh to you. If it was shaykh to you, you would have had it. Right? Someone said, are you happy? Of course I'm happy. I'm happy because if I needed something, I would have had it already. Ibn Ezra says, the poor or true person knows, Ezra Usher, Asameach Bechalko. What does that mean? Someone who's rich?
He's happy
with what you have. Parenthetically, Rabbi Goldach from KBY says, well, you know how Asher, Ezra Asher, Asameach Bechalko means? Who is rich? You're happy with your portion? Not with your portion. Asameach Bechalko. Happy with his portion. Oh, Gallus wins a basketball game and I didn't win. But Gallus says, oh, I'm happy for Gallus. Good man. Even if I don't have it. Asameach Bechalko, you're happy with his portion. Even if you don't have it. Incredible. A little deeper. Now, a friend quotes from Rav Dessler, a beautiful idea. So I have a condition called colitis. Colitis, Baruch Hashem, is could go on various different levels. I have a pretty mild condition. Baruch Hashem, I take some pills, I take some other medicine. Thank God, Baruch Hashem, Zayin Hara. Thank God. Rav Dessler says, you know what he says? He says, would you be jealous of my colitis medication? I gotta have some of those pills. I'm telling you right now, I gotta get a fix on some of those pills. Hit me with some of those colitis pills. Of course not. Why not? Why wouldn't you want to take my medicine? It would be bad for you. Because what's good for me, not only would be not good for you, it might even hurt you. It's a beautiful mushel. Says Rav Dessler, you want to know why you have not to be jealous? Rav Dessler says, view it as medicine. If I needed the Lexus, I would have had the Lexus. The fact that I don't have the Lexus means that the Lexus would have hurt me. The medicine, it's a beautiful thing. You don't have the colitis medication, and of course you don't want it, because it'll be hurtful for you, it'll be painful for you. And I think that's the whole avodah. You want to know how to get ready for Rosh Hashanah? It's stop thinking about yourself and thinking about others. Being happy with yourself, learning from other people, but not being jealous about other people. And I think that's really the chana We're going from Parshas Vaschana Losachmon into Tubav. If you want to know how to get ready for Rosh Hashanah, the Chiddush Rambam says Tubav is a Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. Work on your midos, not to be jealous. Be careful with kas. Be careful with everything. And just to end off with a story, Reb Lezer Geldzahler, I've told you guys the stories about him, right? He was the one who saved his yeshiva on the bus. The bus was going off the road. So Reb Lezer was on a ride up north in Tzfat, and he took his yeshiva there. And then everyone's so excited to dive in by the with Yosef Cairo and Shlomo Akwitz, that Rizal of Mikvah, so cold, so holy, gevaldik. There were two or three Kohanim on the bus, and he saw that one of them was a little dejected. So he goes over to them and said, "No, what's going on?" I said, "Rebbe, we're upset that we're diving outside and you guys got to go inside." Listen to what Reb Lezer said. Powerful. Reb Lezer said, "Right now we're going in and you're staying outside. There's going to come a time soon, very soon, where you're going to go in and we're going to stay outside. There's going to come a time soon where you're going to go in and we're going to stay outside." That's someone with perspective. That's someone who understands other people, midos, and achdus, and caring and loving. So at the end of the day, Hashem should bless us. We'll go from Tubav to take the midah of Tubav, the penimis of Tubav, the achdus of Tubav. Right? We know at the end of the day, the Oy Vishal says that. What does it mean, Tubav? The Oy Vishal says Tubav. You have to take the 15th letter in the aleph base. What's the 15th letter in the aleph base? It's a samach. The Oy Vishal says it's a samach. Don't worry, I've heard this before. It's a circle. Because Tubav represents the Achdus of Klal Yisrael, where all the tribes started to intermarry with each other. So Hashem should bless us. We shouldn't say goodnight to each other, goodnight of Shabbos. We should say goodnight of Shabbos. We should say goodnight. You know, we also start saying, Ksiva Chesima Tova. As Rabbi Biderman said, Ksiva Chesima Tova is Gemachi Chamisha Sovav. And how do we get ready for Ksiva Chesima Tova? By working on our Midas, but specifically working on the Midah of Losachmo, and remembering that Ibn Ezra, and to remember that Rav Dessler, beautiful Rav Dessler, Hashem should bless us. And we should hear Bezoichet to hear Bezoichet Tovus and Eretz Yisrael B'Ezras Hashem. Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Oy Tu Be'ah, 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 Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos Nachamu, Shabbos, Shabbos Nachamu, 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 Shabbos Nachamu,